We've conducted file review, and we do intend to go into closed session tonight so that we can discuss the file review. And then contemplating that once we do come out of closed session, there will likely be a vote and a confirmation of whatever the commission discusses. So, but this is your opportunity to speak with us.
Sure, well, I'll just give you a little overview of my time with MPD and then be happy to answer any questions that you have. I started back in 1991. I was hired by Chief Cooper. And at that time, almost the entire police department worked out of this building. It looked very differently, but our academy actually was run out of this building entirely. And room about the size. It was a much different department back then. We've grown quite a bit. Over my career, I've had an opportunity, as you might have seen, to work in a variety of assignments and positions, worked my way up through the ranks. A couple of the noteworthy things is I spent 2 years as our internal affairs commander, so I was responsible for all of the department's disciplinary investigations and oversight of all employee complaints, both internal and external. I spent a number of years as a district commander, mainly on the West District, both as a lieutenant and later as a captain. And at the time, the West District, this was before Midtown had opened, so the West District was a population of about 90,000 people, so it was, as I used to say all the time, if we seceded from the city, we would have been the fifth largest city in the state. And so it was very busy. It was a very good opportunity for me to lead a small group and engage in a lot of community policing and work closely with the public that had a lot of demands from us as their police district. Shortly after I started with MPD, I went to law school part-time. While I was working most of the night shift during that period, so I had a law degree. Kept my license up through the state bar since I graduated. Over the years, I've had a number of areas that I focused on during my career. Staffing is one. If you have ever had insomnia and have read one of our patrol staffing reports, I'm the one who's put those things together. So I spent a lot of time over the years crunching numbers and working with spreadsheets to really look at what our staffing needs are and make sure that we allocate our staffing as efficiently as we can. I really spent a lot of time over the years focused on use of force issues. Back to my early years as a lieutenant, I was really pushed for our department to deploy less lethal technologies and tasers, really when those devices were not nearly as prevalent as they are nationally now. We were really much earlier ahead of the curve when we deployed those tools here in Madison. And more recently, as an assistant chief, over the last 2 years, I've really taken the lead on sort of our department's response to the OIR report. So I've spent a lot of time drafting what our initial response to the report was, sort of working on implementing a number of the recommendations, which continue to be things that I'm working on now and as acting chief, I intend to continue. But that's taken a lot of my time, and ad hoc committee has sort of taken on the continuation of the OIR report, and I've spent quite a bit of time at the ad hoc committee meetings as they've been preparing their report as an extension of OIR. So I've had the opportunity to work for five chiefs during my time with MPD, and you know they're all a little different, but I've really tried to be deliberate as anticipated that this might happen. I met with Chief Ray and Chief Gaber to talk to them about their experiences during the acting position. I'm meeting with Chief Cooper later this week to talk to him a little bit to try to sort of get as much guidance as I can and learn from you know, the people that work on it for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll now open it up for questions.
I have a question. So there are many ways, I'm sure you've worked with your chief, or our Chief Kowal, for how long was that, the 5 years?
Yeah, I was a captain when he was promoted, or when he was promoted to chief, and then he promoted me to assistant chief 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yes.
So when you wake up in the morning, or when you have the conversation with him, say, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to does it feel like, okay, because I do what I need to do. In the police department, I've been doing it since 1991. I'm just going to keep on doing the thing I need to do. Or do you feel like, wow, there are a lot of things I've been thinking about, and just in this moment, I'm not suggesting that you're going to come take over or anything, but just in this moment when you can say, our meeting is going to go 15 minutes longer because we need to talk about this thing a little bit longer, you know, just sort of being in charge. So with which spirit are you going into these weeks? With the, I'm a person who does my duty, and this is my duty, and I'm going to get this done, or, I can make meetings 15 minutes longer.
Well, I guess probably a little bit of both is the best answer. You know, I think certainly it's important for me to instill a sense of consistency and continuity, mm-hmm. both internally and to the community, that, you know, the lights are still on, the trains are still running on time, we're still going to be delivering quality service, and, you know, based on my experience, I feel very comfortable in running the department and the operations of the department. But that being said, I think, and this is guidance I had from others who have been in this exact position, is, you know, you can't just tread water. I mean, you don't want to go into an acting or interim chief position and just say, well, we're just going to sit here and keep the lights on for 6 months or 8 months or however long it takes. You know, maybe not do a 10-year strategic plan, but if there's things to improve and things to change and things that are areas where we need to keep the ball moving forward, I certainly intend to do that. And that's sort of the perspective I come with.
Great, that definitely answers my question.
So do you have any big priorities as you are in the role right now?
Well, aside from sort of the getting us through the transition period and sort of helping the department kind of go through the shock of Chief Koval's retirement, the things that really are highest on my list right now are, we'll go back to the OIR report and some of the things that we have still lingering or pending in our to-do list. One of the recommendations from the OIR report was performance evaluations, which we have done very informally. And so I'm really pushing for us to, not under the rubric of a performance evaluation, but a more structured employee feedback process, which is something I think we would benefit from, and we made quite a bit of progress on that. And then another piece of that is a critical incident review process to institute a standardized process for post-critical incidents that we would internally, aside from a disciplinary process or sort of a punitive review process, look for areas to improve more of a systems-based, agency-based rather than individual-based. So those are the two things that jump to my mind that I want to really keep the ball moving forward on. And those are in the works under Chief Koval as well. But those are things that I want to finish.
I'm going to quote the media. I think I read somewhere that you indicated early on that you probably will not apply for the position when it does open up.
That's correct.
Okay. And so then what do you see as your role in perhaps working with the PFC in selecting the next?
Well, I think, I mean, ultimately that's, of course, up to you folks and what sort of input or help or assistance you would like, but I would certainly view that as one of the most important things I can do in this position is try to give you any sort of insight I can into structuring your process or what kind of person to look for. You know, having worked here for 28 years with our workforce and our community, I think I have a really good understanding of things that will help the next chief and what things you should look for in the next chief. I'm happy to do that in any sort of role that you guys see fit, whether it's formal or informal, but I see that as a very important piece of my job right now. Mm-hmm.
That was my question. and you don't have to answer my next following question, and just out of curiosity, why you decided to put your name for the
permanent job?
Yeah.
I have a lot of reasons for that. I think if you want a tangible one, I don't want to move. I don't live in the city. I don't want to, I'm not opposed to living in the city, but I just don't want to go through the hassle of selling my house and moving again. Mm-hmm. So that's the simplest and easiest.
Thank you. So I'm curious as to what the environment and atmosphere is like within the department now that Nicole Ball has retired. Is there a morale issue? Are people thrilled and pleased that you're at the helm?
Yeah, well, I don't know what that well, I think certainly, you know, when Chief Goldwall retired, it was, you know, I think a real shock to people. I think, as I said and wrote in a blog, that, you know, he hired about 45% of our workforce as a chief. Mm-hmm. And when you go back to his time as a training sergeant, teaching the legal portion of the academy and being part of the backgrounding process to hire people, there's only about a dozen people or so that didn't have Chief Goldwall teach them the constitutional law part of the academy or be heavily involved in their hiring. So he had real tangible connection with the officers, more so probably than most chiefs, just because of that training and hiring experience. So I think it was a shock to people. But what I really tried to do in the first couple of days of after he departed was, again, sort of instill that sense of continuity. I did a video to the organization just to sort of, you know, tell them what to expect, what's going to happen, because, again, almost half the department has never been through this process before and doesn't really know what to expect. You know, I think I feel, it's hard for me to know sitting in that office what the rank and file of the night shift think, but, you know, the feedback I've received from my commanders is that people have weathered the storm and are feeling pretty good about things now. I think certainly there's going to be uncertainty as this process unfolds for the selection of a permanent chief, but I think that's on the way.
So you said uncertainty, not anxiety.
Well, I think that's also probably a good word, too. Yes.
Any other questions?
I'm struggling even how to ask my question. You say that you're not interested in the chief of police position. Is that a hard no? I've been in your position where I've said no, don't want that position, and then you have two of your colleagues who have put it in writing that they're not interested even in the acting. What besides the move, and I do understand that, but you've served on the five chiefs, you've been here 28 years, you've seen it, done it, I've reviewed your file, outstanding
file, by the way.
I ask myself over and over, where does the courage come from in some of the situations you found yourself in and that you placed yourself in? So, and I'll liken it to a sports analogy, I guess, because that's how I kind of wrap my mind around things. But as a guy who's been a, let's keep it with football, a defensive coordinator, he's been a assistant. You do all these positions because you hope that all your preparation and experience will lead to the head coaching job. And in this case, so I'm struggling with that. It's not like you would have to leave and go to another city. Well, I get that. This is right in Madison. You have your undergraduate from here, your law degree from here. You have all of this. And I guess I'm trying to leave you some wiggle room to change your mind. Because I said the same thing when I was at the Boys and Girls Club. I was a program director. I don't want that job. That executive director job is insane. I like what I'm doing, working with, you know, all the things. But yet, and maybe by default, you've ended up as the acting because your two colleagues said they were not interested. Is this a hard no?
Well, that's very kind of you to say all those nice things. You know, I guess.
Let's leave it at that. I'm trying to leave you some wiggle room because then that means that we do have to find someone who will most likely, unless someone rises within the ranks now, the next police chief of the Madison Police Department will probably be from somewhere else.
Understood, and I hear what you're saying. I think the...
Leave it there.
I'll leave it there.
As an attorney, you should have said...
Yes.
Leave it there.
Yes.
All right, any additional questions then from Mr. Wall? Thank you.
Thank you.
And so as Trent, you know, you did indicate, we did have our council reach out to the two other assistant chiefs who indicated that they had no interest in vying for the acting chief position.
Correct, and I would note too, the letters were, they're attached to the agenda, but they both expressed support as well for the assistant chief.
And it's my understanding that the rules that we operate under somewhat counsel that we look at someone from within the department.
Correct.
As we consider.
Correct, so I can provide the text of, so Board Rule 2C of the rules of the commission provides that if a vacancy in the position of chief occurs, the board shall promptly designate a department officer to act as chief during the pendency of the appointment process.
Okay.
So as the board, under your current rule, you are tasked with designating a current department officer to act as chief during the process in which you will be seeking a permanent appointment.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. All right, any other questions regarding this matter?
I just have one.
Yes.
You've got all this experience. Is there any area in the police department that you don't have experience with? And if so, how would you handle that in your job right now?
Well, I mean, certainly there's positions that, you know, I haven't been a detective or an investigator. I have oversight of those units and those functions. And so I think in my various roles as a captain or assistant chief, when dealing with something, a position or a specialty or a topic that I haven't done personally, I just try to ask good questions and make sure I educate myself so I can make informed decisions about what's needed. You know, we, with 479 positions, you know, we have a real breadth of expertise and some real focused specialties that it's hard to, it's impossible to be able to have done them all. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a matter of just asking the right questions and getting educated on.
Thank you. So I would like to request that we take a closed session matter out of order tonight, in light of all the guests that we have, and I believe that you are mostly likely here for agenda item four under the police report. So if everyone agrees, can
I'll motion to go into closed session.
Okay.
Second.